Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Minnesota Senate will vote tomorrow on whether to send a standalone gun violence prevention bill package to the floor for vote. Minneapolis DFL Senator Zainab Mohammed authors the legislation.
The students and parents we have heard from do not want us to choose between banning weapons of war and investing in school safety. This isn't either or. We need both.
Madison Lake Republican Rich Dreheim.
Our districts are totally different. And just since this was posted last night till right now, I've literally had hundreds, if not 1,000 emails urging me to oppose this bill from my district.
The bill would ban the possession of semi-automatic military-style assault weapons and large-capacity ammunition magazines. Federal, state, and local authorities carried out more than 20 search warrants across Minnesota this morning as part of an ongoing fraud investigation. Officials confirmed 22 federally authorized searches, largely targeting Twin Cities childcare and daycare providers tied to Medicaid programs. Congresswoman Angie Craig is ripping the so-called skinny farm bill being considered by the U.S. House Rules Committee. The Minnesota Democrat told members she wishes they were debating a bipartisan five-year, 12-title farm bill.
This bill doesn't lower input cost. It doesn't help us regain or expand our export markets. It doesn't expand domestic markets either. It doesn't stabilize fertilizer or diesel prices, and it doesn't offer a single penny in farm aid.
Craig says most of the funding for crop insurance and other important titles were funded through reconciliation. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is honoring fallen transportation workers this Workers' Memorial Day. MnDOT says 36 employees and 7 contractors have been killed while working on state highways since 1960. In other headlines, U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar has invited Shane Higgins, general manager of Brit's Pub, to attend King Charles III's address to a joint session of Congress today. Klobuchar says the visit highlights the strong U.S.-UK relationship, calling Brit's Pub a little piece of the U.K. in Minneapolis for more than 30 years. The 55th annual Walk for Animals is this Saturday on the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Sarah Bamani of the Animal Humane Society says they're planning for a large turnout.
If last year was any indication, we're expecting 15,000 people or more to show up and probably around 5,000 to 6,000 pets. And yeah, the weather looks great, so we're really excited for the event this year.
Teams and individuals walk a one-mile loop around the fairgrounds with their pets and finish at the International Bazaar. She says they hope to raise $800,000 this year. This is MNN.